Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
When most people think about legacy, they think about what they'll leave behind: money, memories, meaning. Few of us think about the condition in which we will leave ourselves. Will we leave strength, or will we leave responsibility upon others for our decline? We rarely connect independence with legacy, but I'd offer up that perhaps we ought to, because legacy is not only what we pass down, it is also what we pass on: energy, capacity, resilience, or exhaustion, fragility, dependency. The decisions made today are quietly constructing the legacy we will one day live in. The good news is our bodies are designed for repair. Restoration is possible. Let me ask you this: when you reach the final decade of your life, will you be receiving care, or will you still be able to give it? Picture it with me. Can you carry groceries? Can you lift a grandchild, live in your home independently, safely, confidently, without someone quietly reorganizing their life around you? Will your final decade be marked by contribution or accommodation? Most people don't lose independence suddenly. They lose it slowly, quietly, gradually, one accommodation at a time. And whether we like it or not, our loss of independence becomes part of our legacy. Not just what we leave behind, but also what our children or our partners are required to carry, including the responsibility to manage our decline. The question is not whether you will leave a legacy. The question is, what kind? Longevity experts agree on something important. Independence in our 70s and 80s is built decades earlier. After age 40, muscle loss accelerates. Bone density declines. Balance weakens. Cellular repair slows, and none of this feels urgent until suddenly it is. Most people don't choose dependence. They drift into it by delaying strength, recovery, and repair. Have you calculated how strong you need to be today if you want to be able to carry groceries in your 70s or 80s? Most of us haven't, but when longevity doctors chart it, it's clear that the vast majority of people are behind, and not by a little bit, but by a lot. There's a reason I care so deeply about this. For more than three decades, I fought for my health. Behind the scenes, in ways most of my colleagues and teammates never knew, I battled five autoimmune disorders: chronic fatigue, chronic pain, skin issues, endless illnesses, and migraines. I took more pharmaceuticals than I care to count just to function. From the outside, I looked capable, productive, and strong, but internally, I was struggling. Somewhere along the way, I stopped believing I could actually get better. I accepted less than optimal as normal. Everything changed the day my husband, Jim, was diagnosed with early Alzheimer's. The man I loved, vibrant, funny, intelligent, full of life, was suddenly standing on a path that leads only one direction. In that moment, restoration stopped being theoretical. It became urgent, personal, non-negotiable. Finding a way to protect his mind and preserve his quality of life became the most important mission of my lifetime. And I knew something else just as clearly. If I was going to walk that road with him, I had to be strong enough to carry it. Together, we tried everything: DNA testing, mold detoxification, hyperbaric oxygen chamber, ozone blood therapy, pulse electromagnetic frequency maps, microcurrent, hydrogen water, brain tap, infrared sauna, the cleanest diet imaginable, and disciplined exercise. And when none of those moved the needle, we traveled out of country four times in a single year for mesenchymal stem cell therapy. $20,000 for him, $20,000 for me, times four. When you love someone deeply, hope is not optional. You chase it, but nothing we tried changed the trajectory. By the time symptoms of Alzheimer's appear, the disease has been developing for decades. And more broadly, our cells can lose as much as 70% of their function before we feel the very first clear signal that something is wrong. Decline doesn't announce itself. It accumulates silently. Being Jim's care provider was the hardest season of my life. Caregiving is not only emotional, it's physical. Chronic stress alters biology. It elevates cortisol, increases inflammation, fractures sleep, and drains resilience. One day I told my sister, "I think my heart is breaking. It physically hurts. I just don't know how people survive this." Caregivers often die before the person they are caring for. That's unnerving, isn't it? Before long, I became a statistic, one of the 75 to 90% of people whose healthcare visits are linked to stress. In the midst of that season, something unexpected entered our story. I discovered a light-based technology that supports cellular signaling. And suddenly, the lights started coming back on. What happened next surprised me. Jim, who had been sleeping most of the day, began to reappear. He stayed awake, initiated conversation, and best of all, his humor and personality returned. That playful, flirty spark was back. For the following 18 months, I had my husband back in a way that I thought was gone forever. It did not reverse his Alzheimer's or prevent his death. Maybe if we would have started earlier, but it did restore something priceless, his presence, his joy, our connection. And in doing so, it restored parts of me too. As cellular function improved, my energy stabilized. I slept deeply. My inflammation quieted. Health challenges that I had battled for decades gradually resolved. The long list of pharmaceuticals I had relied upon simply fell away. I want to say something clearly before I go further. I'm not here to claim that this technology cures anything. I'm here to share what supporting cellular signaling through the use of it made possible for my family and for others. There is a lot more to say about the science, but before going there, it's important to understand why this matters so deeply to me. It has been less than 1 year since Jim passed away, and I'm now watching my parents slip into dependence. My mother at 85, my father at 90. It happened quietly. Driving has become concerning. Finances and basic administrative tasks are confusing. Meals and hydration are forgotten. They're both proud and determined to remain self-sufficient, but their bodies are betraying their will. The cumulative effect of these past few years has underscored that health is not just personal, it is generational. When we decline, we do not decline alone. Our aging affects everyone who loves us. That is legacy, not what we leave, but what we leave others to carry. None of us will move through life untouched by loss. At some point, we will grieve someone we love. Many of us will also step into the role of caregiver. Especially when we consider today that nearly half of adults in the United States live with multiple chronic conditions, and even more unsettling, more than half of children now have at least one chronic health issue. This is not normal aging. This is systemic strain. To understand what is happening, we have to look beneath the symptoms to the cellular level, because aging and chronic disease do not begin at diagnosis. They begin in signaling, in stress response, and in cellular efficiency. We're not living in the same biological environment our grandparents inhabited. For the first time in modern history, researchers are questioning whether the next generation will outlive the one before it, largely due to chronic disease and metabolic dysfunction. Today's bodies are navigating challenges previous generations did not face at this scale. Environmental toxins, chronic psychological stress, nutrient-depleted food, pharmaceutical burden, circadian disruption, and more. Individually, these may seem manageable. Collectively, they create sustained cellular stress. And sustained cellular stress leads to inflammation, impaired repair, and diminished resilience over time. Modern medicine is extraordinary in emergencies. It stabilizes and it saves lives. But stabilization is not the same as restoration. For much of my adult life, the options presented to me were surgery or medication. There was little discussion about upstream causes or systemic repair. Pharmaceuticals are designed primarily to modulate symptoms, but they rarely address the upstream drivers of cellular dysfunction. Moreover, medical errors are cited as the third leading cause of death in the United States, and adverse drug reactions, the fourth. Did you know that medications carry secondary physiological costs? Depletion of nutrients such as magnesium, CoQ10, B vitamins, disruption of the microbiome, mitochondrial stress, and altered metabolic signaling, just to name a few. When symptoms are quieted without restoring cellular efficiency, the underlying imbalance can persist, sometimes progressing silently. Instead of asking, how do we suppress the symptom? What if we asked, why are the cells struggling in the first place? If aging at its core is declining communication, then perhaps the solution is not suppression, but restoration of signal. Longevity experts increasingly agree on something critical. You can exercise, eat well, sleep deeply, meditate faithfully, and still plateau if the body's repair systems are not functioning efficiently. Aging is not simply wear and tear. It is declining cellular communication. Imagine an orchestra where every musician is present and capable, but the conductor's signals are faint or mistimed or non-existent. The instruments are not broken, the communication is. Much of what we call aging begins right there. So what if, instead of suppressing symptoms downstream, we supported signaling upstream? We already understand that the body responds to light. When sunlight touches the skin, it signals the body to produce vitamin D. Light is not foreign to our biology, it is foundational. For thousands of years, light has been used therapeutically in various forms. What is less widely understood is that specific wavelengths of light can influence cellular signaling directly. This is not about forcing the body, it is about reminding it. When cellular signaling improves, efficiency improves. When efficiency improves, tissues function better. When tissues function better, systems stabilize. And when systems stabilize, capacity returns. The light-based technology that changed my family's life operates on that premise. I was drawn to it because the biology made sense, but what ultimately convinced me was experience. This small, quarter-sized, drug-free, non-transdermal patch reflects the body's own heat and light to stimulate specific signaling pathways. Nothing is injected, nothing is absorbed. It simply prompts the body to do what it was designed to do: repair, regenerate, and recover. It does not override biology, it restores clarity within it. When Dr. Peck, an anesthesiologist with more than 40 years practicing medicine, said, "This is the greatest medical breakthrough in my lifetime," I leaned in. When Dr. Southwick, a practicing pharmacist for 26 years, said, "I've seen more transformations with this patch in 3 years than with any drug ever over decades," I paid attention. But again, expert opinion was not what settled it for me. It was lived experience. One of the reasons I felt comfortable sharing the patch broadly was its safety and accessibility. With no contraindications to medications, no nutrient depletion, and globally available in 82 countries without a prescription, its adoption among elite athletes and Olympians speaks to both safety and performance integration. And remarkably, it can be used not only for ourselves, but also for our family pets as well. Restoration is theoretical until you watch it happen. At first, all I knew was what it had done for us. But as I enthusiastically began sharing it with family and close friends, I witnessed changes I could not ignore. My friend's 16-year-old daughter, who had struggled with seizures her entire life, has experienced years seizure-free. A friend living with relentless anxiety and chronic pain began describing a sense of calm and comfort he hadn't felt in years. an 82-year-old friend, Diane, whose wrist pain had limited her daily life for years, found herself moving comfortably again. And then there was Diane's daughter, Vicky. For 10 years, she had lived with a chronic, open, oozing wound that would not close. Antibiotics, steroids, specialist consultation, nothing resolved it. By the time we met, she was being advised to undergo a very aggressive surgical procedure to remove the lower part of her jaw and 3 bottom molars due to abscess and tissue deterioration. Instead, she chose to try supporting her cellular repair. Within 3 months, that 10-year oozing wound closed. The inflamed tissue gradually returned to a healthier appearance. The infection resolved. That is what improved signaling can look like. Diane's story didn't end with her daughter's recovery. It began there. Diane decided to partner with me to help others explore what might be possible for their health. At an age when so many are quietly withdrawing from the world, she chose engagement. She chose impact. She chose to build something that might outlive her. And that is legacy. Not simply the years we live, but the vitality with which we live them. While I'm careful not to claim that the patch heals anyone, what I believe and what I've seen is that when we improve cellular communication, the body resumes the work it was designed to do, and it heals. But how? First, we need to understand what changes as we age. One of the most significant shifts is a decline in stem cell activity, production, and regeneration. Did you know by the time you are 30, half of your stem cells are dormant? And by 60, the vast majority are inactive. That impact alone is tremendous. The body's ability to repair tissue, regulate inflammation, and replace damaged cells slows significantly, which affects everything from muscle recovery to immune resilience to organ function. The patent behind this light-based technology states that, quote, it produces beneficial effects to the human body, including the activation of stem cells, improvement in strength, improvement in stamina, and pain relief. Another major factor in aging is the decline of GHKCU, a copper-binding peptide, often described as one of the most powerful regenerative peptides identified. The published science on GHKCU spans more than 50 years. Research shows it can increase stem cell activation, reset over 4,000 genes to a more youthful expression profile, stimulate growth factors, support nerve growth and cognitive pathways, demonstrate antioxidant and neuroprotective properties, support cardiovascular and lung tissue, enhance collagen production and connective tissue repair, and assist in DNA repair and normal cellular regulation. Levels of GHKCU decline significantly with age. Clinics now offer GHKCU injections, yet one physician noted that it required more than 4 injections in a single day to equal the elevation achieved through this little light-based patch. When you begin to consider the cumulative impact, stem cell activation, regenerative peptide elevation, antioxidant support, improved signaling, you start to understand how it is all possible to shift our health trajectory. Every body is different, and the body prioritizes according to need. Some individuals notice improved sleep, steadier energy, or enhanced calm, and others experience more dramatic improvements. Aging is chronological. Decline is biological, but biology is influenceable. In this year where I lost my husband, even though I'm 61, my biological age is 40. Two people can share the same age and live very different realities. One climbs mountains, one hesitates at stairs. Same years, different signaling. If we're going to talk about quality of life and the legacy we leave, we must also talk about fundamentals. Most of us are aware of the danger of sarcopenia, the progressive loss of muscle loss, and the muscle loss is the fastest path to dependence. Muscle is metabolic health. It is fall prevention. It is resilience. Strength training matters. Balance training matters. Foot health matters. And of course, we must fuel repair with adequate protein and macronutrients that support cellular function. Hydration matters more than most people realize, along with minerals, probiotics, enzymes, and essential vitamins that provide the raw materials for repair. Sleep is when growth hormone is released, when tissue repair accelerates, and when strength is built. And of course, stress regulation is not optional. Gratitude practices, meditation, and intentional nervous system regulation practices, including deep breaths, can shift our biology back towards resilience. These foundational practices can change your legacy if begun soon enough. Let's consider two paths. Future A, you continue life as you are. 5 years pass, 10 years pass, and before you know it, you're reconsidering get-togethers or errands. You stop doing large and small things that require energy you no longer trust yourself to have. And your children, partner, or friends reorganize around you. Not resentfully, but necessarily. Future B, you decide right now that you're going to build strength, protect sleep, regulate stress, train balance. You're going to do all the things, including one of the most important, support your cellular signaling. 5 years pass, you're stronger. 10 years pass, you book trips, you become the example your grandchildren remember. Which future aligns with the legacy you want? Both are realistic. The difference is decision. Self-care is not selfish. It is the longest lens of love. You insure your home before it burns down. You invest before retirement. Why would you treat your biology with less foresight? The final decade of your life is being built right now in your muscle, your mitochondria, your mindset, and your signaling. You cannot control time, but you can influence trajectory. If you're curious what restoring your own signal could look like, I'd be honored to help. If you want to explore the science, read the patent, listen to podcasts, or review testimonials, I've gathered everything in one place online at iamreverseaging.com, including a link to my calendar for a complimentary one-on-one. Legacy is not what you leave behind. It is whether in your final decade, you are the care provider or the one receiving it. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.